Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You'll be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Hello, how can I help you?
I just noticed this stain on my blouse and I need it for an important meeting later today. How long would it take to clean it?
It looks like a small job, but I won't be able to get to it for about 20 minutes. It shouldn't take more than 10 minutes to clean it, though.
So, half an hour? I guess that's okay. I'll wait here until it's ready.
Number 41. Where is this conversation taking place? Number 42. What does the woman ask the man about? Number 43. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. Thank you for coming, Mr. Foster. I'm Jacob Reed, the maintenance manager of this library. Here is the wall with the hole that needs to be repaired.
It'll probably take a few trips to repair completely, since I'll have to apply a few layers of drywall mud and then sand it and paint it.
Unfortunately, you will only be able to work during the evenings after the library closes at 7 o'clock. How long do you think the work will take?
I think I can probably do it in about 4 days. I should be finished by Thursday.
Number 44. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 45. When must the repairman do the work? Number 46. How many days will the repairing project take? Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Brittany. I just got a call from Mr. Hamilton. He's a little upset that he hasn't received his travel itinerary.
That's odd. I emailed the itinerary to him on Monday.
Really? Are you sure you sent it to the right address?
Yes, I got it directly from his company's website. I'll call Mr. Hamilton to let him know that I'll print out a hard copy and fax it to his office right away.
Number 47. Why is Mr. Hamilton upset? Number 48. What did the woman do for Hamilton on Monday? Number 49. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Rebecca. Would you like to join the marketing team for lunch today? We're meeting at the Sunflower Restaurant around noon.
Is that the new Mexican restaurant on the corner of Millet and Thomas Street?
Actually, it's a Thai restaurant, but yes, the one on the corner. It got a great review in the newspaper this week. The critics said the noodles there were fantastic.
That sounds great. I love noodles. I'll meet you downstairs at 11:50. We can walk there in less than 5 minutes.
Number 50. What are the speakers talking about? Number 51. What information was in the newspaper? Number 52. When will the speakers meet? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Did you hear that the company logo is going to be redesigned? I got an email yesterday about it.
Yeah, I actually heard about it at the sales meeting last week. In the middle of the meeting, the marketing department told us about their new ideas for the logo and also asked for our suggestions. They are planning to start working on it next week after reviewing all the ideas they gather.
That's exactly why they emailed the rest of the staff yesterday. They want new ideas. Did they say why they decided to change it? I thought the old logo was quite good.
Well, people did think it was simple but impressive. However, the marketing department was concerned about the colour of the logo. They want a brighter coloured design with a more modern look in order to attract more clients.
Number 53. What are the speakers discussing? Number 54. How did the woman find out about the change? Number 55. According to the woman, why will the change be made? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Good morning. I'd like to open a new checking account at your bank, but I'm not currently your bank customer.
Okay, we'll need your photo identification. Do you have your driver's license or passport with you?
Yes, here's my passport.
Thank you. Now just fill out the application form while I make a copy of your passport. I'll be back in a minute.
Number 56. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 57. What document does the man show? Number 58. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
As you know, not many factories are using so many robots. You can see how many robotic devices we use in our automated assembly line.
That's pretty amazing. This factory seems to be fully automated, but some of the machines are old models.
That's why I've asked you here today. We need to upgrade or change some of the machines for better productivity. I'd like you to decide how many machines should be replaced and get an estimate of how much your company would charge to do that work.
Number 59. Where does this conversation take place? Number 60. What is the man impressed with? Number 61. What does the woman ask the man to do?
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Mr. Campbell. This is Liz from Essex Advertising. I just wanted to let you know that my staff and I had a meeting today, and we came up with a great idea on how we can promote your business. We believe that filming the advertisement right in your restaurant will not only promote your restaurant, but also save on the cost as well.
That's a great idea. We've recently redone part of our restaurant, and this could be a good chance to show the changes to our customers.
Yes, that's right. I'll stop by tomorrow to discuss the ad in detail. Also, we could put your special menu into the ad as well.
Number 62. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 63. What does the woman say will be advantageous about her idea? Number 64. What will the speakers do when they meet? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation. Hi, could you help me here? I am doing research for my company, and I wanted to look for some articles on the internet, but this computer is not working right.
Yes, some of our computers are a bit too old. We're actually in the process of changing our old computers, but we have not had a chance to change the ones on this floor yet. Can you tell me what happened?
Well, I was trying to download some files, and when I hit the enter button, the computer just froze on me.
Okay, you will need to reboot the computer. Tell you what, why don't you come with me to the reference desk, and you can use the computer there.
Number 65. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 66. What problem is the man reporting? Number 67. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Drummond, I really appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule to meet with me today. As I told you over the phone this morning, our newspaper is going to print a series of stories about successful entrepreneurs in our city. And, of course, we have chosen you as our next person to write about. Now let's start with a brief introduction of the business you're running.
Of course. Basically, the concept behind our business is to provide temporary office space to those who need it on a short-term basis.
Yes, and there has been an increase in demand for companies like yours. Can you tell our readers how your company was able to become the leader of the industry despite the fierce competition?
Well, I think the key to our success is in our cancellation policy. Our company is the only company that will provide 100% refund as long as you provide us with 24 hours notice, whereas other companies charge a penalty. Number 68. Who most likely is the woman? Number 69. What does the man's business do? Number 70. According to the man, how did his company become the leader?